Let's bring in Marcellus Wiley, former NFLer, FS1 host. Marcellus, how are you today, sir?
Oh, doing great. How are you guys?
Good, good. So, you know, I guess the logistics, tell us how much of a problem COVID protocols could be for the NFL this season.
Oh, well, I mean, there's going to be a roller coaster in terms of emotions and procedures for everyone involved, just like it is for the country at large and the world at large. Some things are going backwards in terms of wearing the mask and the mandates and protocols, but some things are going forward in terms of vaccinations, or at least the availability and opportunity, which we didn't have this time last year. So it's all dependent on scope. We know that there's something we're fighting that won't go away in its totality, so we have to just be smart and try to mitigate all of the issues that come from it. And people are turning it into many a set of issues rather than just a health issue, which complicates it as well. That said, the NFL is a private entity trying to make money off of athletics, off of football, off of performance. And they're still going to plow ahead, go ahead with that. And if people don't want to support that and contribute that in their efforts as players or as in fans, they're totally entitled to do that. But the NFL will continue to produce. The NFL will continue to go forward. So it's going to be interesting to see who rides with the NFL, who doesn't. But I will say on record, the NFL is going to be here to stay.
Well, Dr. Kirk Cousins, the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, and Dr. Carson Wentz, the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, if he's in fact healthy enough to play, aren't getting vaccinated, don't want to get vaccinated, and don't want to, for lack of a better word, lead their teams and or their communities into some form of helping push this thing forward. Where do you stand on quarterbacks taking stands such as these?
Well, look, I believe in freedom of choice, but I also believe in there's no freedom of consequence. So you can have the freedom of choice to do whatever you want, but there's going to be a consequence that comes along with that. And I think you can't have it both ways. I'm vaccinated, but I don't push that on anyone else. But there will be a different set of rules for you as there is a different set of rules for me based on that choice. So freedom of choice doesn't mean freedom of consequence. It's just that simple. I don't like when I hear guys who are not vaccinated say that they want to be able to do whatever they want. Now we got a different conversation. You got to understand there are so many people that can't get vaccinated. I have four kids, three of them under the age of five. There's no vaccination for those kids. So you are compromising some people, no matter if you're vaccinated or not. So you got to understand we're in this together. That said, I don't mind them saying things. I don't mind them saying, hey, I have my agenda. I have my way of life. I want it respected. That's fine. But when we come to a team concept and a team entity, we're going to obviously have two set of rules, one for those who have taken the precaution to get vaccinated and those who haven't. So when I hear them in full extent say that they want to be able to do everything they want to do because they're not vaccinated, that's when I draw the line and say, hey, you either got to roll with the team, which is the NFL at large, or else you're going to have a different set of standards.
Can you even guess how that could tear at the fiber of a team?
It depends on what team, depends on what character, what leaders. I'm not going to argue with somebody who's not vaccinated. I'm also not going to hang around you too often, especially with my kids. But, yeah. You know, if that makes you feel sensitive or in your feelings, oh, well, go home. I don't care. Just like you don't care that you're going to be around us unvaccinated. So I don't get into the politics. I don't get into the sensitivities. You made a choice. You deal with it. Just like if you don't come to practice, there are consequences. If you don't make that play, there are consequences. If you don't make that block, there are consequences. The only part that disturbs me, that makes me laugh as much as it disturbs me, is when they don't want to get vaccinated and they act like nothing should come from that. That's going to be the issue for them, not me, because I'm not in the NFL and I am vaccinated. But for those who are not, trust me, you don't make this play, there's going to be a consequence.
Well, what we've seen on both sides of the borders as football seasons are about to begin, they've put in, the NFL's put in the rule about, you know, if you're going to forfeit a game, you know, you're going to take the loss and you're not going to get paid for it. And the CFL has done the exact same thing. And the CFL season starts tonight in Winnipeg, and NFL preseason starts tonight in Pittsburgh. How do you see that kind of thing affecting players when you're sitting in a situation where maybe four players get in trouble and cost the team a circumstance, and the rest of the team are not getting paid because whatever the number happens to be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, there's an 85% threshold, which loosens the restrictions on your team, obviously, and some teams have not met that as of today, and it's going to be an issue. You know, everyone has a plan, as Mike Tyson said, until they get hit. So everyone has a purpose, right, and a stance until it affects their pockets. And then all of a sudden, everyone starts to sing a different tune. So right now, the NFL is getting ahead of it because they know canceled games affects their pockets. But the players are not getting ahead of this as much as the NFL is, because right now, this is the off season. They don't get paid anyway, and their checks haven't been taken. But you let these checks start coming up short or missing because they are taking their vaccinated, unvaccinated stance. We'll see how they respond to that, because it's going to have a different response than right now, which is just rhetoric, which is just words. But, you know, certain teams are obviously obliging with the new policies and adapting to the new norm. And some teams are being stubborn to it. But right now is not really the time to see how it's all going to play out, because it's not even a preseason. That starts in a couple hours. But once we get to the real money, the real regular season, we'll see how these guys respond, and hopefully they do it, and they do it the right way.
Okay, let's get into some football. You know, you don't know this, and I'm not here regularly, but I am a long-suffering, lifelong Detroit Lions fan. Is there any hope?
Do we chuckle now or later?
Is there any chance?
Well, outside of the wild press conferences by Dan Campbell, I actually played with Dan, and he's hilarious. I got respect for him and his football mind. No, there's no hope for you. But, you know, let's just go. Hey, you should be used to it, as my grandmother would say.
Oh, yes.
So the misery loves company, and the company is the years you've been miserable. So don't stress it. I don't see Jared Goff coming to save the day if Matthew Stafford couldn't do it.
So tonight we get Pittsburgh and Dallas, and I don't presume we're going to see a whole lot of Ben Roethlisberger, if at all. What do we expect from him at this late stage of his career, coming off maybe the worst season of his career?
Well, Ben is trying to reimagine and renew himself. He's gotten into better shape than he's been in a long time. He knows that he's coming down the hill. He's trying to slow that process down. And he has a good team. So, you know, he's still competitive. He still obviously has talent. This team won 11 games. They were 11-0 before they had their first loss last year. So let's not forget, there's a lot of talent on this roster, and Ben doesn't want to be the reason they come up short. So to that point, I expect Ben Roethlisberger in the regular season to respond, because he's a future Hall of Famer. And you don't become that type of player if you just lay down and die. So he's going to respond. He's going to try his best to resurrect. And I have confidence in them. Problem is, that's a tough division. Cleveland is coming. Baltimore is there. There's going to be a lot of issues in terms of how this team performs going forward. We'll see how it plays.
And people on this side of the border were really excited last year about what Chase Claypool did in his rookie season in Pittsburgh. We're not used to seeing Canadians in skilled positions in the NFL having any kind of success. Do you think he can build on what he did as a rookie and continue to get better?
Absolutely. I think he is a stud and a star in the making. The only thing with him is I've seen it a couple times, whether it's in responses or attitude or even just some of his words, is not get too frustrated. That Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver room is an interesting room if you want to go down the line of players that they had in there. Obviously, Antonio Brown to a Hines Ward. It can melt the mind sometimes. And I just hope that as a young talent like him, that he just keeps his eyes and his mind on the prize and stays humble. there were a couple of hiccups last year that were unfortunate for him. So hopefully he lets his talent speak, he lets his play speak, and doesn't just get caught up into what has really undermined a few guys up there, which is that their words kind of get away from them, and then they start to get a little off course.
You know, we're not used to seeing a whole lot in NFL preseason games from starting quarterbacks and from players who we would consider to be stars. Over the next 3 weeks, what do you want to see the most? What are you most looking forward to seeing?
You know, look, the preseason, no one wants to play except those who need to play, who are playing for their livelihoods. We all know it's a mechanism to get more money for the league, which every player should applaud because that's more money for the players. That said, I just want to see some of these quarterback battles, Chicago, San Francisco. Who's going to be the starter? Is it Jimmy G? Is it going to be Trey Lance? Things of that nature. But for the most part, these rosters are set because of the money, because of the politics. There's just a few guys that are right there on the cusp, right there on the brink, that can make it or it can lose their opportunity. So in general, like every single preseason, only thing I care about is a couple quarterback battles, and then let's see the team healthy as possible going into week one ready to roar.
So tonight in the CFL, Marcellus, I'm sure you're thrilled to know Hamilton at Winnipeg, a Grey Cup replay from 2 years ago because they didn't play last season. Who do you like?
Calgary. that's my point. Yeah, exactly.
That's perfect.
Yeah, Quebec, whatever.
One of the above.
Let's just say I've been watching a lot of the Olympics, so I'll catch up to it as soon as the Olympics are over.
Marcellus, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate you guys. Take care, brother.
Thank you. Marcellus Wiley, former NFLer, FS1 host. Calgary.
Was a really good player with the Buffalo Bills at one time.
Mm. Well, we didn't ask him about the Bills.
No.
That'll be an interesting run too, right?
You know, this is an exciting time for that football team.
Yeah.
And Kansas City, of course, I think is the team to beat in the AFC, and everybody looks at it that way, and they have Patrick Mahomes, who I think has already become a generational player and a generational quarterback, and Josh Allen might be a generational player and a generational quarterback as well. And so I think it's going to be fascinating to watch these two teams head-to-head the next few years.
Would you say this is more legitimate, which is a tough thing to ask, than the four straight Super Bowl appearances in the early 90s?
I'm not sure I understand what you mean by more legitimate.
The Bills now, in terms of winning the Super Bowl, is this a more legitimate shot than they had?
No. I think what happened, you know, that team they had could not have been kept together in salary cap times.
Right.
I mean, they just couldn't have, you know, like the Edmonton Oilers and like, you know, New York Islanders and those kind of teams. That's one of the great underrated accomplishments in football history, that they won
absolutely
4 years. Because nobody goes, if you look at who loses the Super Bowl, the team never goes back the next year, rarely ever goes back the next year. They did it 4 years in a row and really should have. I wonder what happens if they win the first one.
Oh, well, that's key to it all, because it diminishes badly by each year after that.
And the performances were significantly worse, and I think the teams they played were better.
Yes.
And so there was all that. I still think that team, you know, Jim Kelly in the Hall of Fame, Thurman Thomas in the Hall of Fame, you know, I can keep going, Bruce Smith. There's like five Hall of Famers, I think, from that team, plus the GM and the coach.
Right.
I'm not sure this group of Buffalo Bills will have the same thing to talk about 5 or 10 years from now. But they might have a Super Bowl.
I was just going to say, they might just sneak in, win a Super Bowl, and then fade out.
Yeah, which is what happens more often in the NFL, I think, than in most leagues. You win, you don't win year after year after year. You might be good year after year after year, unless Tom Brady is involved.
But that's what it's all about. You win the championship. That's the Raptors story.
Yeah. So and you have that forever.
Yeah.
So, we're going to look back at this Raptors team from 2019. I know you have them going back to the finals within 5 years.
Yeah.
We're going to look back 10 years from now, 15 years from now, and I think we're going to be celebrating this thing unless there's a Stanley Cup won, unless there's a World Series won, because, you know, we're not used to championships in the city.
No.
We don't get them very often. And by championships, I mean the three major teams. I'm not talking Argos and CFL and that kind of thing.